T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking at these Yankee highlights, man. One, I don't know what they were thinking throwing Rizzo the meatball, gabagool. They threw this guy a knuckle curve, 85 miles an hour, right over the middle of the plate. What did you think was going to happen? 3-run bomb for Don Antonio Rizzo. And going back and looking at that ball that buzzed Josh Donaldson, like, that could have taken his whole face off. Like, that one was close to being like a Giancarlo Stanton incident from 2014. Like, they buzzed him, and when I saw the, like, aerial view, I'm like, okay, if he didn't just completely hit the deck, that might have taken his nose off. That's crazy, but crazy game. Hicks and Gallo game. Hicks and Gallo did their thing tonight. IKF, Trevino. Trevino's the man. I don't know how many times we got to say it. He's the starting catcher, if you ask me. He should be there every day unless he needs 1 or 2 days a week off, whatever. He's the guy calling the games and hitting. Man, tip your cap to Cashman again. Let's see what we've got on the line. Talking Yanks on the Fan. Keith McPherson, rock until 2 a.m. Call me up, 877-337-6666 is the number. Call up, say something on the Fan. Let's go to Fairfield, Connecticut. Andrew is out in Fairfield, Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, man. Thanks so much, Keith. It's pretty freaking amazing to talk to you. Here's a couple things. I want to talk about Josh. I want to talk about Sale. I want to talk about Paxton. I want to talk about the Yankees, Hicks, and Gallo thing.
Okay.
But the first thing I want to say, though, is I'm a Red Sox fan. I listen to you all the time. I hear your pain. I hear when you talk about people saying, please, please don't talk to me about the playoffs in April and May. I love that you are baseball first. I'm the same way. You know what? I'll be honest with you. You kind of sway me to some of the Yankee wins, and I love some of the Yankee wins because I love baseball first. Now let's get to Josh.
Wow, a Red Sox fan listening to the Fan.
Dude,
I appreciate
it. Sorry, man. I don't mean to kill you here, but
nah,
your voice is an honesty. It's a freaking honesty. So here's the deal. Josh, we gotta deal with Josh. We have a situation with Josh we have to contend with. And here's what it is. John Sterling is gonna take a bunch of games off. Why don't we get these young people that you bring into the phone every night, like that young man,
young Josh.
Josh to call a game. What Josh did you think I was talking about?
Josh Donaldson?
No, the other Josh. That young man, Josh. Because you guys, you bring in these young people, and I think it was May 15th, May 5th. I was coming home from my daughter's birthday, and this young guy, it sounds like the same guy like Josh who was on the phone earlier tonight, about 3 or 4 calls earlier. I swear to God, this Mets fan was talking like the smartest Mets stuff I've ever heard.
That probably was Josh. He's a Mets fan.
Yeah.
And he's on top of his stuff. That's why I always lead off with, I know he's going to be a good call, because he calls, he says, how you doing, Keith? And then he gets right to it.
Right. But he was like the Mets savant. And that night, the Mets, I think, were down like 7 runs. And I went back in the office the next morning, and my Mets fan friends were blowing it away because Josh called it. Josh said they would come back that night. You look back on the track, I think he's the kid who called the Mets would come back that night, and they did in the 9th inning. It's really hilarious. He's the other Josh.
Was that the Phillies game?
I don't know. Yes, I think it might be. But All I know is May 5th because it was my daughter's birthday.
I'll have to go back and look, but I do remember that night that the Mets came back. Josh probably called. I think we might have also had the schmooze on, and the schmooze thought the game was over. And I'm like, I don't know if it's over. The make it happen Mets. They make it happen.
I know, right?
Small chance, but yeah, I'll have to go back and look at who the Mets played that night.
Hey, Keith, when it comes to guys with your voice and your heart, sometimes baseball does not have boundaries. It just is about people and baseball.
That's what it's about. I like connecting with fans that love the game, whether you're a Mets fan, Red Sox fan like you, Yankees fan, and want to talk about the game and what goes on. That's what we do every night.
I got one more for you. So you got a great night tonight with guys who, as a baseball fan, I always want to see, kind of want to see Hicks and Gallo, you know, follow up and get that hit when they want it, okay? So if they had a great night tonight, and we're looking at the Boston Red Sox and Sale and Paxton coming back, I mean, wouldn't it be nice if everybody could come together and we could see what the Red Sox and Yankees do together with all of our strengths? It stinks
come together.
When we have these injuries.
There will never be a coming together of the Red Sox and Yankees. I appreciate your support of me, Andrew.
Bring Sale and Paxton back.
Sure.
Let's see if these players for the Yankees can do it, and let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can do against each other with those strengths.
Some great games. I see the Red Sox are trending upward. They're 18-8 in their last few games. I saw, you know, Michael Wacha doing his thing. I was on MLB Network today with the most famous Red Sox fan, Jared Carrabas, him and I going back and forth about, the Red Sox are back. And I'm like, yeah, they're 12 games back. But I guess they figured it out playing against the Reds, Orioles, the Mariners. Like, just fun banter back and forth. I mean, the Red Sox are supposed to be better than they started the season, and they seem to be figuring it out now. With the pitching, their hitting has been there almost all year. They have one of the better offenses in the league, but they just haven't figured out play defense.
We have to win long enough to keep JD and our team, keep him away from the Mets.
Right.
May I leave you with this, please?
Mm-hmm.
I just got to tell you one thing, Keith. Man, I got to tell you something. I hear your heart and soul. I hear it in the offseason. I hear it in the midseason. I hear it in the playoffs. You are a gift of baseball, and God bless you, my friend. Cheers.
Appreciate it. What a call. Thanks, Andrew. I mean, I'm not going to hold you. I like baseball. I like sports. I like talking about baseball and sports. And obviously, I'm a Yankees fan, but I could talk whatever. You know, I'm on a nationally televised baseball show talking about all 30 teams and players and stories and what goes on. And I'm blessed to get to do that. And I'm blessed to get to do this. And I enjoy this every night. It's after 1 a.m. and I'm trying to get calls. I'm trying to talk to people. I'm trying to keep it going. I'm trying to entertain. I know the Mets lost tonight, but that's all right. They'll bounce back. That was a weird game. That's just one of those games that you forget about. You know, when the Mets make their run in October, nobody's going to be thinking about you, Darvish, and him hitting three batters before he recorded one out. And for the Yankees, this is also a forgettable game. It's like, all right, well, J-Mo had an off night, but we were able to score 10 runs, pick him up, and the bullpen did the job, and on to the next. And we should move on to the next call. Let's go to Joe in Rutherford next up on The Fan. What's up, J-O-E?
Here. What's up, Keith?
A.K.A. Jay Schmies back on The Fan. Bleacher Creatures on both sides of the phone.
You already know. No slow necks here, man. You already know.
No slow necks. The slow necks are saying they miss Gary Sanchez.
Oh, the haters are mad right now. Like, yo, I feel bad for Chico. Chico is like, I know Gary Sanchez is like his son, but
man,
you know he's got to be big mad right now.
Nah, shout out to Chico, legend. But Gary Sanchez not being on his team, I didn't realize like what a blessing that was going to be. I don't miss him. I saw him with his beard. Shout out to Gary. He's got the full trimmed up beard, goatee and all. But I didn't miss him. I saw him. I'm like, hey, bro, you know what it is? There's just too many moments from Gary last year burned into my memory where I was furious with his play. So I'm over it. I moved on.
If you're a catcher, you got to catch the ball, right?
It's too many pass balls. And I'll never get over that missed tag in the Subway Series that Friday night game of the Subway Series, that first run was scored because he didn't tag the guy. I'm like, nah, that's unacceptable.
Listen, Keith, I have to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How did you make it through a Coldplay concert without falling asleep? Could you help me understand that?
Bruh. All right, first off, like, Coldplay is cool and all, but they're not in my playlist. My wife, my wife likes them. I said, is Coldplay your favorite band? She's like, I don't really have favorite bands, but I guess they would be my favorite band. Man, you know,
listen, I'm married too. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you know what it is, bro. It's like I'm always doing sports stuff and dragging my girl. Like, I literally just talked about my wedding on July 10th. I flew out July 11th to the All-Star game, so my girl was forced to have a honeymoon in Denver at the All-Star game, and
Keith, will you be at Summer Jam on Sunday? Is that something?
Nah, I'm not going back to MetLife. No cap, bro. I was in there tweaking. Like, I'm like, this is too big of a crowd. With all the things going on, I'm like, something could happen out here. I honestly left early. I left right before they played Sky Full of Stars, and then I missed Bruce Springsteen. But it was a Sunday night late. I went to Yankee Stadium Friday. I went to Yankee Stadium Saturday. I partied in Jersey City Saturday night. Sunday, my wife comes back from Atlantic City. She's like, we got to go to Coldplay. I'm like, I'm not really up for this, but for you, I'll go. And I champed it out for the most part. I will say the light show in there is cool. They put, like, wrist bands on everyone that light up, and that's how they light the place up. So, like, that was just a cool experience in itself. But I don't think I need to see any more Coldplay concerts. One is enough.
So I got to ask you, Keith, again, if you were a major league player, What at bat song are you going with?
I don't know. It would change. It would be different.
You hitting some acapella? Is that like what I'm hearing right now? Like just like real quick, like just.
You trying to give me a spit? You trying to get me to spit some schmeez? Nah, we'll save that for the bodega. I don't know. You know what I thought was cool? Cameron Maybin, when he played for the Yankees, came up to Nipsey Hussle, Grinding All My Life, and I went to Nipsey's funeral. Like, I was in the Staples Center for Nipsey's going away service, and the energy in there was crazy. Like, I remember seeing YG crying, and I'm like trying not to cry myself. There was a lot of celebrities and different people in the building, and I to this day tell people, I'm like, yo, part of my success is the fact that I was in there when, you know, they paid their respects to Nip, and I took some of that energy with me. If I had a walk up song right now, it would be Grinding All My Life, Nipsey Hussle.
Not to make like a 90-degree turn. I was talking with Zoo before I got on here, but my wife, she played softball at Colgate. One of her teammates, she was a mathematician. Since graduating, she actually works in the analytics department with the Rays. And
wow,
you know, her lifestyle. You know, she married a woman. She's a lesbian. Okay. And let's be honest about this whole situation. I texted her actually 2 days ago, and she's very upset.
She should be. I tried to speak to it yesterday, man.
These are people that she's dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And I think this is going to affect the Rays a lot more than a lot of people understand, because this is a team that operates – under like the disguise of nobody talking about them. You know what I mean?
It's right.
Controversy like this is something the Yankees are used to being involved in and not the Rays. So I'm telling you right now, something like it's just dumb.
They're not the same team. And I think they lack leadership. I think Kevin Kiermaier wants to leave. He's not really the same guy anymore. Wander Franco has struggled this year. He's too young to really be a leader. Randy Arozarena, he's just, I don't know, he's on another planet, but he's not the guy to lead in the clubhouse and say, hey, fellas, this ain't worth it. We don't have to come out here and make a stance against Pride Night.
When you saw that, right, ignorant me right away was like, it was probably some Latin players that did it. But then when you see it was five white guys.
What they did was, and this is what I don't like, because I'm not necessarily a religious person, but I believe in God and I have the utmost faith. They blamed it on their religious beliefs. And it's like, come on, bro. There's nothing in the Bible that says anything about you not wearing a rainbow TB on your hat because of Pride Night. Like, you chose to do that. You chose to say what you said about their lifestyle. And then, like you just said, you have a young lady that works for their organization, helping their analytics, and she feels offended. Like, she feels like her own organization.
It's 2022, dog. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I thought that was whack. And what I'm glad about is they had their biggest crowd of the year for Pride Night, and then the next night they lost like 6,000 people.
Yes, it's dumb. It makes no sense.
They didn't have to. They picked the wrong hill to die on. And these Tampa Rays aren't winning anything this year. The Yankees will smack them when we play them in the Bronx. We split down there in Tampa, but we could have taken that series. And I think it's corny how they did that. I really do. I just think that, you know, them taking a stance in that way, they could have just gone out there and played that one game with those hats and been quiet about it. But they're, you know, they do different things down there in Florida.
Listen, I think now you've gotten your feet wet, Keith. I think we got to start attacking people over at the other station now. I'm talking Big Head, Michael Kay. I'm talking Blabbermouth, Rosenberg.
Nah.
Yes,
I'm on at night. I got no beef with them. I'm on at night.
Nah. We want all the smoke, man. We want all the smoke.
That's WFAN versus ESPN. Nah, leave me out of it, Smeez. Yes. Leave me out. I don't want the smoke. Dude, Kayster is solid.
You want that award, that People's Choice.
Nah, Craig already eliminated me, bro. I can't win. Shout out to the Kayster. Right. When I got this WFAN gig, the Kayster DM'd me on Twitter. He was one of the first people to DM me and congratulate me. Yeah, Kayster is solid.
When are we going to hear Desus on the radio? He's going to talk to Mike Francesa, but he's not going to talk to his boy? Come on.
I'm telling you. So I text Desus Monday when I had the open show. I had the five-hour show. I'll read you the text on air. And now Desus is definitely not going to come on. But I'm like, yo, bro, what's up? I got a five-hour show tonight. Been looking for a time to have you come on. If you got 10, 15 minutes to talk Yankees, BX, New York Energy, let me know. He ghosted my text. But
wow,
he's in the
Timbs. He got his Timbs on.
Nah, Desus is just wild busy. And, like, at the level that Desus is at now versus, like, when we were at MTV together, like, I understand he's busy and he doesn't do anything for free and his time is valuable, and I get that. I even said to him recently, I'm like, now that I'm on WFAN, on MLB Network, and I have all these messages and all these people coming at me from different places, like, I understand when you don't respond to a text. But the last text he responded to, I had a caller call in from Syosset, and I think I pronounced it wrong. So I was like, Syosset? This is something from Syosset?
No, you already know. That's a
Desus line. It came back to me, so I texted him. I was like, yo, this is random, but what was the line about Syosset? I feel like you had a joke or a one-liner. Something used to say that rhyme with that. I'm on WFAN right now, and a caller called in from there. He said, oh, it's the topic of gossip in Syosset. Sue Bird from there, and she loves that line. He said, I hope you're doing well, bro. Like, proud of you. And Desus, like I said, Desus and I worked at MTV in 2015, 2016.
Let's get him up on a Decky-Mott Suey, you know what I mean?
That's Miro. I got to hit Miro, too. That's Miro's line on Decky-Mott Suey. I got to hit Miro. Baby Miro, come on.
Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate you having me on tonight, and you know, the only thing I'm going to say is I hope your Cowboys don't win a game next year. That's it.
Bro,
all right?
Hey, we don't got to talk about the Cowboys until September. Yo, you coming to the games this weekend? Which games you hitting?
I'll be there Friday night. You know I'm going to
bobblehead, yes, because you have an immaculate bobblehead collection. I know you'll be
the
there.
The bobblehead collection got to grow, you know what I mean?
All right.
I appreciate it.
I'll see you Friday, bro.
All right, talk to you soon.
Later. Joe, a.k.a. Jay Schmeez. To be completely transparent, Schmeez was blocked from calling the fan, but we let him back in. That's my dog. He's a Bleacher Creature. He's a good dude. Big New York sports fan, and I'm glad he called in. So, you know, when I get people to call in that actually know me, it's a little different. I feel like that peels like a little bit of a layer back because I'm talking to someone that I knew for a few years before radio. Shout out to the Bleacher Creatures, the whole gang, the fam. Do I got a break now at 1:20? We probably have this break, another break, and then that's all she wrote for me tonight. So let's hit this break right now. 877-337-6666 is the number to dial. We'll get back to your calls faster, quicker, because I don't have that much time left. Keith McPherson on the fan. Let's hit this break right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sometimes I got it, sometimes I don't. I was not expecting Zoo to drop Grinding All My Life, but I remember when Cameron Maybin played for the Yanks and he came out to Grinding All My Life and it shook Yankee Stadium differently. I was like, oh, okay. And, yeah, RIP Nip, the marathon continues. Let's keep it rolling. Dwight is in East Harlem. Next up on the Fan. Yeah. What's up, Dwight?
Yeah, Cam, what's up, my man? First, I'd like to say, you said you don't like Coldplay, right?
I wouldn't say I don't like them. I'm just not, they're not in my playlist. They have a few jams. Sky Full of Stars I like.
What about Time?
That's a good one. Paradise, Yellow. They have some good songs. They had a couple songs I was dancing to in there.
What about Three Doors Down?
Three Doors Down. I can't name a song, but I know they're
Kryptonite.
Yeah, they're a good band. They're a good band.
What about Jamiroquai?
The what?
Jamiroquai? I know you like Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai had that one video where they were dancing and jamming.
Looking them up. What I want to say about the Yankees, check this out. It's Soto, right? It would guarantee like about.
Dwight, I can't hear you, bro. I'm losing you. You're in and out.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I got you now.
All right. Well, check this trade out for Juan Soto. Michael King, Miguel Andujar, and maybe Glaber.
They're not going for it. They're gonna.
Who's not? Wait, who wouldn't go for it? The Nationals or the Yankees?
The Nationals. The Nationals are.
They wouldn't make that trade. They're gonna have to do it anyway because he's not signing. So you might as well start now.
I mean, I would do it. Mike King, Miguel Andujar, and Glaber. Yep, we could figure it out. But we also have Aaron Judge in right field. I guess we'd move him to center.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. Ain't Soto left-handed? He bat left-handed, right?
Yeah. He's one of the best left-handed hitters in the game, if not the best.
Can you imagine a lineup with Soto, Judge, and Stanton?
I've imagined it. I just don't know where he's going to land. I don't think the Yankees are going to. The Yankees have to pay Judge, and I don't think that they're going to end up making a trade for Soto and paying him on top of Cole, on top of Stanton. It's a great dream because that kid is a beast. He's young, and whoever gets him, they've got a guy that's going to kill it for the next, I don't know, 15 years.
But, KM, let me just say one more thing. If they were to get Soto, you can basically guarantee about three or four World Series, a dynasty. Why wouldn't the Yankees make that trade? Because all the money that would come from having a dynasty. You know there would be a dynasty.
One player can't guarantee a dynasty, but if you did put him on this team, it would be ridiculous. With the way the Yankees are hitting, you add that guy, it's over with.
It's over with. No one would be able to touch him.
I'm sure they'll check on it. But I don't think they're taking
Cashman has to kick the tires on it. He has to.
They're going to want some major league players, some prospects. And
the Yankees should do it. They should do it. Because he lengthens the lineup. He makes that lineup perfect because he's left-handed. With him, that Rizzo, Stanton, Judge, it reminds me of Ortiz and Ramirez back in the day.
That That'd be
cool.
You're
young for that.
Yeah, I don't know if we're getting Soto. Thanks for the call, Dwight. It's just, you know, it would take a lot to get, and it would take a lot to keep him. And I think the Yankees have their guys that they like and their team that they like, and they're not looking for too much outside as far as big-name superstars. Those days are gone of going out and getting the big guys, right? We did that already. We traded and got Giancarlo Stanton. Right, like we did that already. The Yankees, I don't think the Yankees are going to be in on Juan Soto. He's going to cost $500 million, and they'd have to give up a few good players and prospects for him. Let's go to Moshi in Rockland County. Next up on the Fan.
Hey, how are you, Keith?
Great. How
First
are you?
First time I'm ever calling you guys.
Awesome. You made
wanna,
it on.
Want to congratulate you. I know I'm a year late, 2 years late, whatever it is. But every time I'm on. On the road at this time of the day or night, I always tune into you, and you're rocking it, man, always. And I remember when he was leaving, I'm like, oh no, they're going to put some guy in and whatever. No one's going to be good. And I'm a Yankee fan, so I can make this comparison. When Didi came in after Jeter, everyone's like, who's going to replace him? You know? And you know, Jeter was a great player and Steve was a great host. And you came on, and dude, you just been banging it out since day one.
Trying to be way better than Didi.
Thank you.
Thanks, though.
Dude, I'm just saying, Didi was a great replacement when he left. People were like, "Yo, he can't leave."
Yeah.
So I'm just saying,
somebody always has to be the next guy in line. Somebody always has to be the replacement. It's a tough job to do. Don't get me wrong. I lost sleep over it a ton in the beginning. I'm like, this is a lot. This is crazy. You know, everybody asking me, oh, how are you going to do that? How are you going to, you know, fill Steve's shoes? I'm like, I'm not going to walk in them. I'm going to walk in my own shoes and be my own man and be myself. And hopefully people accept me and my style and what I bring to the table. And we keep going that way.
Yo, I just love it. Just the vibe that you bring is just perfect for this slot.
Yeah, I'm thankful.
I mean, also, you got a great head on your shoulders, and you're not a fanboy, and just like coming up with these crazy theories over here.
No, and I can't.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
I can't do that, and I existed on the internet before this, so I was tweeting these type of things. I was putting these things on podcasts and YouTube, and now that I'm doing it on radio and television, I'm not trying to sound like anybody else. I'm not trying to be like anybody else. I'm not coming up with hot takes to get people's attention. I'm just being real. I'm being authentic. I'm being myself.
Yo, yeah, definitely. Keep that going. With regard to the last caller, he's saying about these trades, the Yankees right now, they're rolling. Their bullpen, their pitching right now is so good. I wouldn't want to mess with any of that, for sure. You're going to tell me, like...
They're not going to be. If Juan Soto somehow gets traded this year, I don't think the Yankees are going to be in on it. They might check on it, but the Yankees are pretty much complete. Like they're not wanting for much, and you can tell that because the holes that they had, right? Hicks and Gallo are the guys that everyone complains about. They didn't jump ship on them. They're sticking with them, and those guys are figuring it out. And I guess they're doing things with the hitting coach and their approach, and we're starting to see them come around. So the Yankees are fine with the guys that they have, the talent they have, and we knew that in the offseason when they passed on a ton of free agents, and we know that now while they're sticking with guys that struggled. They're saying, no, we're going to figure it out with the guys we have.
Absolutely. And regarding their pitching, I haven't looked at all the ERAs in the last week, but I looked at it about a week or two ago. Garrett Cole was number five of the five starters in terms of ERA, and he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, so I think it's Monty. Now it might be Tyone. But actually, Tyone had like a 0.78 ERA in his last few starts I saw. I think it might be Monty. But either way, I saw a stat that the Yankees have, you know, all five of their starters in the top like 26 as far as, you know, lowest ERAs, and that means the Yankees might have multiple pitchers in the All-Star game. That's what I hope. That'd be cool. It'd be cool to see Nestor, Tyone, Cole, all in the All-Star game. That'd be dope.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah.
The Yankees will be well represented this year. You know Judge is in there. Rizzo might be in there, too.
You think so? Judge,
I'm waiting on this ballot to come out. You know, Judge definitely in it. Obviously, Judge is MVP. But I'm waiting on this ballot to come out and see how the voting goes. Yankees fans make up the majority of fans in Major League Baseball, or the biggest fan base in Major League Baseball. So we're going to vote well. And we have a lot of guys that deserve to get votes. Judge, Rizzo, maybe even Stanton as a DH. And then we got a bunch of pitchers, like starting pitchers and relief pitchers that could get in the All-Star game. I can't wait. It's out in L.A. It's going to be Hollywood. It's going to be Tinseltown movie out there. I'm going out there. That's booked. I'm waiting for them to drop this ballot so we can start voting and see who's in the game.
Oh, that's going to be a fun game. Also, I think by the time midseason comes around, Gallo's gone and Doerr is going to be pulled up because he's a free agent end of year anyway. There's no way they're re-signing him.
I said that too.
Doerr is good.
I said there's no reason to be talking about this all night, every night. I don't see a Yankees lineup. If Gallo doesn't consistently figure it out, which he's been better now, but I don't see the Yankees rolling into October with a lineup with a guy that strikes out that much.
Oh, and even if he does figure it out, that's better for the Yankees because they'll have a higher trade value.
Yep.
I don't think he's on. Once the trade deadline comes, if they eat their salary, you know how they are. They want to get under that salary cap, so make some space and get something else.
Yeah, but they know they're going to most likely be over it. I think they're ready to pay the tax. But like you just said, Gallo hitting tonight, Hicks hitting tonight, it's a good sign for the team, but it's also a good sign because then you can move these guys. Then you can trade these guys. And a couple nights ago, I said when Miguel Andujar requested a trade, I said they don't have to trade him. But they can make kind of smoke and mirrors with this where they trade some other guys, they move some other guys, and then there's a spot for him.
Absolutely.
We shall see. And that's why we watch every night and we talk about this every night. Moshi, appreciate the call. I've got a break again. Let's take this. This is my second to last break or last break of the night. This is my last break of the night. So if you're on hold, Joe, Jaden, Joe, stay on hold. I will get to you. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back after this. I was thinking, man, I was like, you know what? I got to write something. I got to get back to the bars and actually write something and spit it on air. I did that one time. And then, I mean, obviously, I'll on the late night get a couple freestyle bars off. But I'm like, let me actually, like, find the time. The thing is, I just don't have the time, bro.
Like, I'll go home. Like that.
That's what it is. It's like, I used to have all the time in the world to write raps and listen to beats when I was younger. Now, I'll go home tonight. Hopefully, I can fall asleep by 3 a.m., 3:30. Then I got to get up tomorrow by 9, 10 o'clock because I'll have emails. I'll have meetings, MLB Network production call. And then as soon as we have that production call, the day goes by fast for me. I got to get to Secaucus, which, like, I do my own wardrobe. Whenever you see me on MLB Network, there's not wardrobe. Like, those are all my fits, all my clothes. So I got to...
Hey, you got to let them know, man. You got to let them know you're keeping it fresh.
I got to figure it out. I got every morning, I'm thinking, like, all right, what am I going to wear? I just realized, I was like, I'm 2 months in on the show. I've never repeated an outfit. I'm trying to keep it that way. But that takes time. And then I go over there to do the show. Call time is always like 2 hours before the show, but I usually show up like an hour, 90 minutes. Show is from 3 to 4. And then right at 4 when we're done, sometimes we do extra bases, and that's like a Twitter segment till 4:15. But then I'm right in the gym at MLB Network. I got to lift and then get right to WFAN. So tomorrow or today, later today, that's what my schedule is going to look like. I'll lift, probably lift till like 5, 5:30. Drive into the city. I'll be on WFAN at 6:30 to 7. The Yankees pregame will play. I'll have my little hit with John and Susan. I'll watch the game. And then I'll be on after the game at like 11:45. But when is there time to sit down and write 8 bars, 16 bars?
Bro, there's not enough, man. But you got to. You got to remind these people what it's about.
I know. That's why I'm like, all right. I'm going to figure it out. I got to challenge myself. And now that I put it out there on air, it's a challenge, and I'm going to come through. There's going to be a random show, and I'm just going to kick something out of nowhere.
You're just going to hear a Fallout Boy coming back and just go on over it?
No, it'd be one of those, like, I don't know, Here We Go Again. I always hear that track on WFN. I'm like, we got to get that one out of the beat pack. All right. Got about 15 minutes less. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to these last three calls and see what you guys want to talk about right here on the Fan. Joe is in the Bronx, the BX. What you got, Joe?
All right. How you doing, Keith?
Great. How are you, Joe?
All right, man. I appreciate you. appreciate you. Anyway, you remember me, right? My daughter?
Yeah.
All right.
This is, I think this is like your third or fourth call, but it's been a while. Good to have you back. What you got?
Yeah. I'm glad that we got Buck Showalter.
Yeah, Buck is great. I mean, he's the difference.
Yeah, he makes
Steve Summers was on with me, and I liked his quote. He said, well, the Mets have an adult in the room now, and that makes a lot of sense when you look at Buck.
And you got to appreciate you because you are blessed, okay?
Oh, I know. Blessed Yankee fan. I've been calling myself Blessed Yankee fan since I got in the fan cave in 2014.
You're a blessed.
Nah, I'm definitely not a Mets fan. Joe, you got to go. Let's go to Jaden on Long Island next on The Fan. What's up, Jaden?
I don't know about that last call, but I didn't know about cookies. I'm just chill. Mons is on something.
Bleacher Creatures on both sides of the phone.
Yes, sir.
You know I'm not a Mets fan, and you know that I'm doing the job over here, and I got to talk about the Mets, but don't ever call me a Mets fan. Far from it.
Never that. So, but anyway, because I know you have to go, I'm going to keep it quick. I know you've been obviously watching the Yankees longer than I have. So about the starting five, the rotation, like, is this the best you've ever seen, like, five starting pitchers for the Yankees collectively?
I won't say it's the best I've ever seen because they haven't won anything yet. Like, it'll be the best if they can go through this whole season and win. But, I mean, we've had a ton of good pitchers. We've had a ton of good guys. Maybe if you're saying all five, I'll put them up there. I'm trying to think of another time where there were five that I felt this strongly about, and there really hasn't been a time in recent memory or even when I was a kid. You know, even when if you go back, we got Andy Pettitte bobblehead coming up Friday.
2003?
If you 2003? Go back, yeah, if you go back to, like, that era, sure, those guys were all dominant. But, like, I can't think back to that time. I have to go back and, like, Google and look at their splits and their numbers and stuff for that era. Like, I really only remember the last, like, decade of Yankees baseball.
Mm-hmm. I know in 2003 you had Pettitte, El Duque, Wells, and the other names eluding me right now for some reason.
2003 Yankees rotation. What are you doing, Jaden?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
I'm hearing all types of activity in the background at 2 in the morning. What you got going on, bro?
I'm just outside chilling, bro.
You're just outside chilling. I just getting some interference.
I just got back from Bryant Park.
Roger Clemens, that's the name you were forgetting.
Yeah, okay, that's the name I should have gotten.
I guess. Like if you look at those guys, but then when you actually look at those guys are Hall of Famers. Those guys are legends. Yeah. These guys that we have, they're not Hall of Famers, legends yet. They're good so far. When you actually look at these guys, you're like Nestor Cortez. When you look at his career. Nestor just started to get to this level. Jameson Taillon has had kind of like a journeyman career. He hasn't played for that many teams, but he's had Tommy John. He had to fight cancer. Now he's coming into his own. Seve's another one, had Tommy John. He was supposed to be this guy. Now he's starting to turn into it. And, you know, Monty has been kind of mid, but, like, we know what we can get from Monty. He's been solid. I don't know. I won't go out there and say that this is the best Yankees rotation I've ever seen. But if they can go through this season and get us to the World Series, they're going to be up there. It's been a blast watching these guys versus watching J-Hap or Paxton or Sonny Gray or, you know, guys like that. All right, got to let you go, Jaden. Jaden trying to play like he wasn't, like, cooking up something. I heard it, bro. Like, everybody heard it. We all heard something else coming in. Besides your voice on The Fan. When you guys call up, don't be cooking eggs in the kitchen or messing around with the air fryer or whatever you was doing. We all heard that. All right, one more call. Let's go to Joe in Brooklyn on The Fan. What you got, Joe?
How you doing, Keith?
Awesome.
I'm good? You could hear me?
Yes, I got you. You're clear.
Okay. I want to make one point about Aaron Boone. Listen, I didn't like him previously, but this year he's a genius. He's just doing all the right things. I don't know if anyone made this point before, but he let Nestor get an extra rest day. He was supposed to pitch today instead of Taillon. I think the reason is because he wants him to start off the Tampa Bay series.
Mm-hmm. It's just lining up. Yep. It's lining everything up.
I didn't even realize this till just 10 minutes ago when I'm like, It was an insane move.
Yeah, well, we had the doubleheader. Yep, we had the
doubleheader. Works everything out.
Mm-hmm. And Nestor's a gamer. Nestor seems like the type of guy, he doesn't get thrown off by every 5 days turning into 6 days or a doubleheader or a night start or a day start. He's like, whatever, I'm a competitor. Give me the ball. Yeah, and we
the Rays and the Cubs.
And we rather see him pitch against the Rays than the Cubs.
Yeah. But
props to Boone, and I'm glad you gave credit to Boone. I'll say this. I said this a couple nights ago. I was not a big Boone guy last year because I was crediting the different lineups we saw every day with guys playing out of position and guys being forced on us. And, you know, when I say forced on us, Boone going to build up Andrew Heaney like 8 different times after he's already blown it every time. Or I've already said tonight, Brooks Kreisky or Nick Nelson or some of these other jokers out of the bullpen that we all know watching the game, don't go to these guys. Are you trying to lose the game? I felt like Boone did that a lot last year. And maybe this year, I don't know what the difference is. Maybe they are trusting Boone more. Maybe those decisions came down from the top. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's the converse. Maybe from the top, they weren't telling him what to do. And Boone was trying to build up his guys. Even Zach Britton sometimes last year, we're like, why are you forcing Zach Britton? And he said himself he didn't want to be in those situations. But maybe this year, Boone learned. And he's like, okay, you know, I got to go to this guy. When he went to the bullpen tonight, I was glad he went to the bullpen because I think Tyone gave up a hit. And it was like, okay, you could leave him in there to see if he can get through this inning. Or you can just go to the pen now. It's a one-run game. Don't chance potentially going down in this game. And I think he took him out in the fifth. He didn't record an out. And I was fine with that. I'm like, good. There's no need to give up a lead.
Yeah. And second point I wanted to make was that I know it's over. You can't bring him back, but I was really wanting to see one lineup just like Andujar, Judge, and Stanton in the outfield, Donaldson, Torres, Rizzo, and Isaiah, and then Trevino with LeMayo DHing. I wanted to see that so badly, but
that's your ideal lineup, or at least you know how we're going to line up defensively.
Yeah. Why not?
Because I think they want DJ to be in the field. Maybe instead of Donaldson, but Donaldson's been solid at third. I don't want to take anything away from Donaldson because he's been good at third. So has DJ. And DH-wise, I think they'd rather have Stanton DH than to have him in the outfield, definitely coming off this injury.
But then they have to let Hicks or Gallo play.
And that's what they want because they have Hicks under contract and they traded for Gallo, and they want those guys to be what they expected them to be. Going into the season, we thought it was going to be Gallo and left. Hicks and center, Judge and right, and we've seen different configurations already, and tonight is Hicks and Gallo night. I'm not slandering those guys. They showed up tonight, and we hope that they can keep showing up, because if they do, this lineup is crazy.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm happy that everyone got a hit today, and have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Joe. All in all, a good night for the Yankees, even though it wasn't smooth sailing all the way. It wasn't what Yankees fans are used to, perfect innings, no-hit innings. But they find a way to win. Last year's team probably loses a game like that, finds a way to blow it, whether it's Boone going to the wrong guy out of the bullpen or guys just coming up lame and not getting hits, not working walks. There was a ton of walks in this game, too. There were 9 walks. 14 hits, 9 walks. Against a pitcher like this guy, Joe Sands, that started the game, he's got an 8.49 ERA, age 24. I don't know how many games he's even got under his belt. Not many. The Yankees are supposed to destroy a guy like that to open up the series against the Minnesota Twins, who I said, they are pals. They are the Yankees' friends. They always come through when the Yankees need them. Solid. Obviously, that's all I've got, folks. No need to talk about the L's that we took in New York City. We didn't take them in New York City, but New York teams lost outside of New York City. But the Yankees won, and I quickly came through to talk about it. Thank you for calling up. Thank you for tweeting at me. You can follow me at Keith McPherson, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever you guys use, wherever you follow people at. And I'll be right back at 6:30 p.m. after Carton and Roberts to talk a little bit more about the Yankees or whatever news stories happen in the sports world. And then we'll watch another Yankees game, another Mets game, and I'll be back on around 11:45, 12, like I was on tonight. Sal Licata's next. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan. Adios.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.